Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh Nick.
And no, it's not.
It's Josh.
Okay, thank you for being truthful to the audience. You tell a lot of lies on this show. This is like your favorite lying show.
That's true. I'd lie more on this show than I do on the other show. Or is that a lie?
It's actually a lie. You lie a lot more on Continue.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
It's, there's a, if you're unfamiliar, there's a running gag where Josh is... Well, that's not a gag. It's actually a real thing. Josh's dad is the drummer for Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I almost screwed up
there. You almost blew it. He almost blew my chances of getting into Arrow stock.
Is that a thing?
It was in Wayne's World, too.
Sounds like something out of Darno's Arrow stock. Bring your bow.
Bring your bow.
Yeah, it's going to shoot a bunch of arrows off. Arrow stock.
I was thinking in my head the how they spell it. Like smooth aerodynamic.
Oh, nah.
Is that what that means to them? Like, they're like... blacksmiths, but of smooth?
You know, probably.
I hate that band.
I really do dislike
it. They're
Aerosmith.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't like one Aerosmith.
They're not
song.
Good.
Actually...
Crying is all right.
What's this? There is a song... There's one, like, hit from their album before they got really big.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're talking about...
It's a rad song.
Yes.
It's slow.
Yes,
it was on one of the. I think it was on one of the Guitar Heroes.
Pump.
Oh, I think it's Dude Look Like a Lady.
Oh, is it Love in an Elevator?
That's it. That's it. No, it's off of. I think it's Pink is My Favorite Color. That's what they it's like. Oh yeah, well we kind of ran out of ideas, so we're just singing songs about our favorite colors now. I don't know. My brain is pretty much just like a
cheese. It's like Swiss cheese. Heroin fills the holes.
Heroin holes in my brain.
That's how it works.
Terrible image. Moving on! Josh, before we get started into what people came to listen to the show for...
Yeah. Which is this, I thought.
Yeah, I'm talking about Aerosmith. Talking about your drumming dad. Yeah. What'd you do this week?
I wanted to rant about how I went to the store... to the grocery store to buy jerk off lotion and food, but I really needed the jerk off lotion.
tell us about the encounter, Josh.
So I'm trying to like discreetly pick up this lotion, because like you pick it up in front of people, they're not thinking, oh, he's got dry skin. They're thinking he needs to use it to jerk off.
This
with,
dude's got
to
go JL.
Which is the truth, but they're not... The people, they're not ready to hear that shit.
You know, I have no fear in buying lotion.
I totally do.
But because I always need it just for putting it on my dry-ass face.
No, I don't... I mean, I don't even use it on the rest of me. I just use it on the one part of me.
You're just really smooth in one area.
Yeah. The only area that matters. So I'm like in the aisle, and I'm like trying to just like grab this lotion real quick. And there's a really big dude and his girlfriend standing there picking out deodorants. And I'm like doing laps back and forth because they're there for 15 minutes. They're not flavored, dude. Just pick one.
Do you know which one he went with?
I don't, because I finally was like, fuck it. And I like went in and just picked it up.
And then you were like, it's for J&O. You like that? Is this what you wanted?
This is what you want to hear?
I hope you smell good. You jerk.
It's terrible.
I think we've all been there, especially with like condoms or something.
Yeah.
Or any contraceptive.
Yeah. I'm less weird about buying those than I am about jerk-off lotion.
Well, just if you buy smaller amounts, people probably won't. Like, when you get the industrial size.
Oh, I've got like
that.
Yeah, I bought like the BJ's. Like 65-gallon drum.
it's like a water cooler jug. You're like, ugh. I did that recently, same kind of anxiety, but for recently is like 3 years ago. This is back when I first moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was trying to buy a beard trimmer, but I don't have a beard, or I didn't at the time. So yeah. I needed it to do some grooming.
Right, personal grooming.
As any man or woman would do.
A person would do.
And I had a lot of anxiety. I had to go to the store 3 times before I bought it.
Dude, you're like exactly like me, man. I was ready to bail on this lotion, but I needed it.
I was like, they're going to know it's from balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're gonna find out. They're gonna be like, this motherfucker doesn't got no beard.
Like, you're gonna walk up to pay for it, and the lady's gonna be like, "This for your balls."
She's just like, "Be careful,
don't nip them,
don't nip yourself."
Dude, we've all been there.
We have.
What'd you do this week, Dom?
Oh, I for the first time watched Howl's Moving Castle.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I haven't seen that one. I'm not a big fan of
Miyazaki.
Spirited Away. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it.
Howl's Moving Castle was the first Miyazaki film I've seen. I haven't seen another one yet, but I do intend on watching them. But I loved it. I was blown away.
You should watch Spirited Away.
I was spirited away.
You should watch it because it looks amazing. I don't get into the Japanese mythology as much.
Just a
personal preference. I like Arthurian legends a little. I relate to them a little more. Those movies are phenomenal movies.
Yeah, they're Howl's Moving Castle was beautiful, and the voice acting is really great in it. And you get to hear Christian Bale do his Batman before he was Batman. Yeah.
That's cool.
Which is pretty interesting.
Who does he play in that?
He plays Howl.
Who's Howl? Is this the steampunk one?
Not really. There's like a moving. There's like a big like kind of clockwork like castle that walks around. But it's really about wizards.
Well,
it's fantasy as fuck. If you haven't seen Howl's Moving Castle, do yourself a favor and watch it right now. Turn this off. Go watch it.
Keep this on.
Okay, listen to Josh.
And then watch it.
Let's stop talking. Let us stop. And get into some fantasy. Oh, wait, one more thing. We have new tracks this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got brand new music. We got music from Mac Peralt. He sent us a track. It's titled A Fork in the Road. It's about to play. But we also have another track that you'll hear later. It's a new track by our friend Joachim Sandberg. Mm-hmm. And it is titled Everkeg Tavern. So as we were saying... The fantasy!
Fantasy! Are you ready, Dom?
I am ready!
For my story.
Yes.
Which is called...
Mm-hmm.
A Father's Love is the Coldest Ice of All.
What? That doesn't make any sense. I guess I'll just have to find out.
You'll have to wait.
Well, Josh, you've got me hooked.
Okay. In the northernmost parts of Deranos lies a sign, and on that sign, there are different locations listed, as well as how far in elf miles they are. There's the Bone Wastes, 69 miles. Mount Puppies, which was formerly Mount Doom, but was changed to bring in tourists. 169 miles. Japan, 69,000 miles. And of course, the ice fields of the Northern Desolation, which is where this story takes place. I just didn't know how to set up the setting very well because I got really drunk last night and finally went to sleep, but it was like that drunk sleep, you know?
Yeah, where it's just no rest. You wake up and you were like, what accident was I in?
Did I play dodgeball for 12 hours? I'm going to tell you what I wrote now.
Okay, okay.
This is the show we do.
This is how we do it.
Like when you dream about your ex and wake up relieved it was all a dream.
I do that with college still.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I did it with my parents getting divorced. That was real. That just got too real.
Josh is like 37. he's 48.
I'm in my soul, I am. I'm an old soul. In the ice fields lay a secluded cave, which was home of Daranos' last living vampire named Radomir.
Oh man, vampires!
Yeah. Legend has it he exiled himself there because when he was a kid, his mother and father made him go to vampire school, where he was made fun of mercilessly. Instead of facing the daily nightmare, he packed up a bindle and his coolest Legos and ran away. It may only be a legend, but if it is, it's a fucking sad one.
And he probably has nightmares about his parents getting divorced.
Well, everybody whose parents got divorced has nightmares. Sighed Radomir. What is it, master? Asked Radomir's evil hell imp named Coleslaw.
Evil hell ent?
Imp.
Oh, imp. Thought it was a little ent. His name is Coleslaw.
His name is Coleslaw.
I love it.
Are you still upset about those bullies at vampire school? He prodded while holding up a human skull and pretending like the skull asked the question. No, Coleslaw. When a vampire reaches a certain age, say 500 stupid idiot years old, he just starts thinking about his legacy and what he's done to make this shitty fucked up world a better fucked up place, replied Radomir. Coleslaw moved over to Rad, that's what his friends call him, and put his arm with the skull around him. Hey, buddy, he said softly in his ear. You know what this calls for, don't you? Radomir looked at him knowingly. Makeover, said Coleslaw, again moving the skull jaw as if it was two saying it. Not this time, Coleslaw, Rad said. When a vamp man reaches his mid-millennial crisis, no amount of cool cloaks or bone corvettes or anonymous sex with willing hellhounds in your area will make him feel better. No, I think it's time I had a son.
What?
Gasped Coleslaw and the skull. Coleslaw turned the skull toward him, mouth agape as if it were checking to see if they were still gasping, then quickly turned it back to Rad. Just then, his jaw fell off.
Good timing.
And there's only one way I know of to get the best son in the world, said Rad. Steal a baby from the hospital, Coleslaw said. Make a chimera, Rad said over him. Make a chimera, Coleslaw quickly corrected himself. Cut to, outside the ice cave, Coleslaw hammering a sign in the ground that reads, Free Petting Zoo. Coleslaw, what the hell are you doing? Asked Rad. I'm tricking the local flora and fauna into being in this petting zoo. Once they're all trapped in the fences, we perform the ritual and create a son. Look, we already have a snow fur beetle, a snow donkey, an ice marmot. And oh look, here comes another one, Coleslaw said as he adjusted his tie. Yeah, he was wearing a tie.
A little professional.
Yeah, I'm here for the petting zoo job, said that one merc monk who was always yelling about people being really loud. I'm looking to relocate to a quieter, more calm neighborhood. I mean, doesn't anyone respect local noise ordinances anymore? Plus, my wife says we need to find a good school district for Murky Jr., but if you ask me, that boy is straight off the assembly line retarded.
What? What a horrible thing for a father to say.
He hates his son, man. I don't know. I don't think a good school is going to help. All he does all day is play G.I. Orcs and watch the all-sea ball. One time, he told his mother she looked fat in a dress. Can you believe that? I had to deal with that for about a week. Coleslaw lifted up the human skull from earlier, from before the cut to, turned it toward the merc monk and said, We'll be in touch. These animals don't look rad enough to be my son, Rad went on. Where are the ice wolves and the ice bears and the regular bears? I mean, I have a coffin-shaped surfboard, for fuck's sake. I need a son that's at least half as cool as that.
That is fucking cool. I never even thought of that. Great idea.
Dude, we should, like, get real ones of that.
Yeah, we should.
I've never been surfing.
Me either, but we should get those.
Dude, we're doing it. It's canon. It's future canon.
It's prophecy canon.
This is all we got, Coleslaw replied. But hey, that ice donkey looks kind of ornery. That might be kind of neat. Well, all right, said Rad. Let the ritual begin. Just then, dark, ominous clouds surrounded the ice cave like a lady who hasn't shaved her cooch in like 6 months. Radomir held up his vampire mace as lightning and ball lightning and lightning in the shape of weed leaves started hitting it. The animal's eyes in the petting zoo started to glow red as a hazy, deep red fog surrounded them. Coleslaw covered the eyes of the skull as its mouth dropped. Rad started chanting the sacred ancient words. I want a chimera for a son. I want to cast a spell for a son. Yeah, I want a chimera for a son. A son who's like 50 different animals. With that, the ritual was complete. When the haze receded, there stood a 10-foot-tall, butt-ass ugly chimera made from donkey parts, beetle parts, I think a pigeon got in there somewhere, and all with the head of a cute marmot. Rad and Coleslaw stood there in shocked silence. Father, asked the truly horrible abomination. But it was too much for Rad. He turned and ran away back into the reclusive cave in horror at what he had created. No, father, cried the chimera, then flew away on its tiny ice pigeon wings. One year later.
Oh my god.
Master, you are still depressed. You need to get out and find hot locals in your area.
I only check once a year.
You are still depressed. Maybe this was the time he thought it was appropriate to bring it up.
He didn't want to, you know, crowd him too much.
He didn't want to get involved in his business too much. He's a vampire.
Yeah, Coleslaw's respectable. Wearing that tie still.
Coleslaw said, making the skull nod in agreement with him. Making it agree with him. I'm not upset about being 500 anymore, Coleslaw. I'm upset that I let my boy down, Rad said as he began to cry blood tears. Oh, it's okay, Master. I'm sure he died quickly out there in the wilds because he wasn't equipped to properly deal with the hardships of this existence, Coleslaw said, patting Rad on the back. We have to get him, Rad yelled. Get the surf coffin. Soon the two were flying over the ice fields on Rad's magic surf coffin. Eventually they heard music and cheering. There, Rad said, that glacier. As they approached, they could see a giant stage set up with all kinds of awesome lights. Coming out of the glacial ice were thousands of Skeleman and zombies. Why were they in the ice? What, you don't think glaciers murder thousands of people every year?
Every day.
Every fucking second. Don't go on them. As Rad and Coleslaw landed, they could see the Chimera getting ready to play a nasty set. My son, Rad yelled. As he did, the Chimera looked down into the audience with his beady marmot eyes. His loving, beady marmot eyes.
All he wanted to do was be loved.
It's impossible, though, because he's terrible.
His little marmot face.
He's kind of cute. Father, he said quietly. Son, Rad said as he ran onto the stage. I'm sorry, my boy. I should have never let you go. Father, it's okay. I love you too, he said, as all the zombies in the audience awed like on a sitcom. Father, I'm a heavy metal star now. I'm about to play a set, said the Chimera. 1, 2, 3, 4, he screamed and began playing every instrument at once with his various animal body parts. As he did, the entire audience went completely insane. There was a mosh pit the size of Rhode Island and smellier than New Jersey. The Chimera played a 6-hour guitar solo that felt like 6 minutes, and the first time you got the go-ahead to perform some butt stuff. It's an unforgettable moment. You never forget that. I have Josh, a locket with a date on it.
Josh, you are off the chain tonight. Too wild, too crazy.
Radomir was proud. Suddenly, out of the audience, a headless skeleton was seen crowd surfing toward the stage. The skull in Coleslaw's hand turned to look toward the skeleton body as it reached out both hands.
Oh my god.
Go to him, said Coleslaw. The skull jumped into the crowd and reattached itself to its body. Oh, thank you very much, kind Hellimp. I thought I'd never get my head back. I owe you big time, said the Skeleman. No problem, friendo. Hey, what's your name? Asked Coleslaw. Oh, hi, I'm Gary. Gary the Skeleman.
What?
Well, thanks again. See y'all next week.
He's back! He's back! He's okay! And he's at a concert! Feel good about this story.
Finn, hold on. Hold up. The credits play with shots of the concert going on. Skeletons are flashing their tits and making out jawless. One somehow has gotten a hold of the surf coffin and is crowd surfing on the surf coffin, so you know they're having a blast. After credit scene. Hey, why didn't we just have you turn another person into a vampire? Then that'd be your son, asked Coleslaw. Rad face palms. Oh yeah, duh. Why didn't we just do that? Actual Finn.
Great. Great story about a vampire this week. Special guest appearance by Coleslaw, the new favorite. Gary, everyone's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could add a shot in at the end, when you're getting the stills of the concert, and then you're going to get some stills of like the guys goofing around on set.
Yep.
And one of those stills is from a scene in the trailer that wasn't in the movie, and you're like, what the fuck happened there?
There's more.
But we're going to have to check out the bonus features.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy the Blu-ray.
I think so. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm burping like a disgusting animal.
Thank you, Dom.
You're welcome. Josh, are you ready for my story this week?
I'm ready, dog.
All right, my story of chimeras and minions is titled Fungin of Evil.
I am so confused.
It was a nice, calm evening in Orkspire, and everyone was asleep, except for this one skeleton right here, and oh crap, look out, that skeleton has a knife! Get your hands off of me, you fiend! Ah, I'm being stabbed! Someone help!
Dude, the narrator fucking died.
In a town not too far from that murder...
It's a different narrator!
A fire died in a cave as the charred wood glowed faintly. A barbarian slept in a bedroll nearby. Next to him lay his mighty sword, the Friendmaker! For this adventurer was Dale Muscleflex, friendly barbarian, all-around great guy. Dale was muscular, well-groomed, and friendlier than any barbarian that had come before him. He loved two things, making friends and questing.
Those are two very good things.
And he often tried to combine the two.
He's a multitasker.
Dale began to turn in his sleep as he dreamed. Sweat formed on his brow as the turning intensified.
Great writing.
The warrior...
I looked.
The warrior winced as images began to flash in his mind. Oh, yeah. Maybe he's nightmaring. Okay, yeah, he's definitely nightmaring. He just let out a little,
Dude.
He's going like,
That's the international sign for I'm having a nightmare.
I'm having a nightmare.
For nightmaring.
Visions of the future came to Dale in his sleep. Images of what may come to be.
He's like Anakin Skywalker.
Famine. War. A guy punching his own dick for fun. A princess hang gliding. Then she loses her grip and falls on a baby orc who was about to have her first taste of ice cream.
Oh my god.
Forgotten laundry that had been sitting wet for 3 days and got all mildewy. Oh. And Freddy Krueger doing one-armed push-ups. Flames began to border the bottom of these images as they got worse and worse. This will be my orc spire, shouted a voice as an evil wizard's face began to flash like a strobe light. The bordering flames burned higher as everyone Dale ever had a crush on suddenly fell to their death.
Oh my god.
No, not kissing loving cheeks. The halfling with just the perfect, most kissable little merc monk cheeks I ever did see, shouted the barbarian as he sat upright in bed with his hand reaching out. It was all a dream, thought the warrior. For now.
Used to read Word Up magazine.
Good one. The barbarian quickly gathered his equipment, laced up his mammoth hide boots, and made sure he flushed the cave toilet before venturing into the night.
Just in case there was a floater.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, you know? Yeah, hey, yeah. Let me make sure if a lady comes in here, right. She's not going to see some gross stuff.
Right.
Not far into Dale's travel, he came upon the ruins of an old watchtower. This was it. He could feel it. As he stepped toward the busted doorway, the face of a supreme wizard began to materialize before him. With flared-out eyebrows, shoulder-length white hair that was definitely straightened, and grossly smooth skin. You know what I'm talking about. That J.O. BJ's vat. He's putting it on his face. Anyway. J.O. lotion. Not that he J.O.'d on his face. Anyway, we're going to continue. The wizard fixated onto the adventurer. Dale Muscleflex the Barbarian, I presume, spoke the wizard. Well done, wizard. How did ye know my name? Or perhaps it was just a great guess, replied the barbarian.
He's so friendly.
I know all, for I am the great and powerful Solitaire the Wizard.
Like the cards.
No, this is an original IP, man. This is an original name.
All right.
Spoke the head. What brings you to my lair? Wait! I already know that. He's great and powerful. I've come to put an end to your evil ways, answered the barbarian, ignoring that last part. But first, I'm going to give you a fair opportunity to stop being evil right now and say sorry for all the bad stuff you did or are going to do. You can even be my friend. In fact, I would like that.
Man, he is the greatest guy.
He's just like, yeah, give everyone a chance. Never! replied Solitaire, as lightning struck a nearby owl who had done a bunch of charity work in his life. Oh, wait. In his short life. But that charity work, like, means nothing now, because he's not going to see the likes on his Macebook posts about how much charity he did that day.
Macebook!
It means nothing if you can't see the likes that you get.
If people aren't sucking your owl dick about... how much charity you're doing publicly, it doesn't mean anything.
it doesn't matter. Anyone who dare even think about coming to my lair dies, just like that owl. But you, barbarian, have stumbled upon my fungin of evil, crazy trapdoor slide. Without a moment to react, a crazy trapdoor that Dale just so happened to be standing upon opened up, sending our hero sliding into the fungin. The barbarian landed on the ground with a thud, and all around him were the skeletons of adventurers who suffered the same trapdoor as Dale, but broke their butts and died of starvation.
When you break your butt, you can't eat.
You're like, I can't walk.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Oh, I'm just gonna die. The barbarian quickly gathered his wits and drew his sword. It is time to make some friends, whispered the warrior. Well, that wasn't whispered.
That's a great catchphrase. That's perfect.
Whispered the warrior to himself as he ventured forward. Muscleflex peered down a long hallway with tall mirrors covering both sides, dimly lit by candles. He made his way down the hall, of magic mirrors where each mirror showed Dale in a distorted reflection. Some were funny, some were unflattering, and one had a skeleton in it. Wait a second, said Dale as he walked backwards to examine the mirror again. He did a double take as the skeleton came crashing through the mirror.
Oh, God!
Hey, stop looking at my house! This is where I live, weirdo! Shouted the skeleton as he swung his mace wildly.
It was a window. Was he doing?
Was it? Was it? Or was that a magic house? Josh?
Was the skeleton doing the same thing when he moved? Like, if he would have moved like a...
Nah, he was just, like, chilling.
Ah, okay, okay.
Well, you'll find out what he was doing. Okay, you'll find out.
Okay.
The barbarian parried each swing as he reasoned. I apologize, bony foe, but I was trying to stop Solitaire the wizard. I did not mean to oppose. I was crying. Did you see me crying? What a guy can't cry in his mirror home? What this mirror home always got to show what some guy is looking into it or something? Reflecting that, huh? Shouted the skeleton again, continuing his attack.
He's so mad.
He's real mad. No, of course not, replied the barbarian. But know that whatever you were set about will eventually subside and you'll feel better and the afterlife will go on.
Oh, man.
The skeleton stopped his assault and considered what Dale had really said. You know what? You're right, said the skeleton. So what if the wizard's other minions laugh at the way I fart because I have no butt cheeks, and when I fart, it's like a gasp of gross air? I'm my own skeleton, and I've gotta love me. Great, said Dale, lowering his sword. Now, who wants a brownie?
Dude, I fucking love Dale.
I do, shouted the skeleton, as the barbarian handed him a brownie from his backpack. The skeleton sat, legs crossed, and ate the brownie quietly. Then he farted weird, which was okay, and he stood back up. Mm-hmm. Your kindness has shown me a new light, friend, said the skeleton. I'm prepared to accompany you on your quest and punch at least three guys in the face to help you. Friendship sealed, yelled Dale as he swung his sword around as victorious music played. Then he shook hands with the skeleton in mighty fashion. Bits of glitter flew into the air as their hands came together. Cool, my name's Assless Tom, mentioned the skeleton as the two continued into the fungin.
Assless Tom. What a great name.
Assless Tom and the Barbarian came to a choice of paths. One hall was labeled Slide or Die, Wacky Slide 2. The other was labeled Hallway of Impossibilities.
Go down the slide, go down the slide.
Dale considered his options, then chose the Hallway of Impossibilities, having already been down one slide today. They headed right into a very dark hallway. On the wall of the hallway, a goblin was calculating a mooth problem, moon math. Dale Muscleflex watched as the goblin divided by zero. The barbarian could not believe his eyes. Suddenly, the goblin's head turned completely around and screeched, "Do you want to go on a date?" Then he dissipated. Dale looked really confused. But then he heard the goblin's voice echo, "That is an impossibility because I wouldn't be caught dead on a date with you." Hey, come on, that's not nice, said Assless Tom in Dale's defense. But there was...
He's a real friend.
Yeah, they're friends now.
Yeah.
But there was no response. The two just continued and tried to forget about that rude goblin. At the end of the hallway of impossibilities lay a large chimera, sleeping. Assless Tom leaned over to Dale and said, "We should probably keep quiet. This guy hates barbarians." And with that, the chimera shot up, roared, and leapt at Dale. The barbarian and hybrid began to wrestle. The lion's head was roaring the whole time. The goat's head on its back started hype-manning the lion and talking all kinds of shit on Dale's mama, Dale's mama's mama, and even Dale's little brother, Phil with an F.
Oh, wow.
As the wrestling continued, the chimera snake tail brought itself around to Dale and began, "Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Seussman. And, man, I got a deal for you." Tom leaned in again and said, "Seussman is always trying to sell this magic stick. Don't buy it. It's not magic. It's just an old hot dog. Don't forget about it."
It's all hard.
"I'm trying to run a business here, you weird farter," said Seussman. But that was it. Assless Tom snapped and started breakdance fighting like no one had ever seen before. He windmill kicked the chimera for a 37 hit combo. And as the chimera lay in a pool of his own blood, it slowly transformed into Solitaire the Wizard.
Whoa!
And he was naked. Dale looked down at the wizard and asked the only question he needed to know.
okay, so was it called a fungin because of, like, all this funhouse kind of stuff you had? Yes, I was still working on it. The images you saw were, like, 50 years in the future, so I don't know. Good job on stopping me from doing that, I guess. But goodbye, now I die.
And the wizard's ghost left his body and flew away. Much like the sound of one of Tom's farts. Assless Tom and Dale Muscleflex would go separate ways, but once a year they'd meet up and reminisce about that one weird day. The end.
That was a great story.
Thanks.
Dale is awesome. And I don't know, man, Assless Tom, he might give Hat Skeleton a run for his money. I don't know. Hat Skeleton's pretty fucking beloved, but...
You know, he hasn't been around in a while.
I think we all can relate to farting weird.
Yeah. You ever... Yeah, it's tough. You get fart shamed.
I get fart shamed. By myself.
Just yell at yourself.
God, that was a terrible fart.
I'm trying to work here, butt. Come on, butt. You jerk.
Shut up.
Those ones? No, thanks.
Yeah, those ones are smelly.
This is our most uncouth episode. I just talked about farting.
There's probably another uncouth one.
You know what? I think anyone that involves jizz, which a couple have.
Yeah. Jizz is the grossest.
Mm.
I'm going to go home and cut my dick off.
Well, Josh, it was nice knowing your dick.
Pew, 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 pew. It's my dick walking down the road
with a backpack trying to hitch a ride.
Pew, 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 pew. Poor dick.
Poor dick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of
Chamber of Knowledge.
That was the best one we've ever done.
It's almost like we're on the same page after our brief vacation. I cannot speak.
We haven't missed a beat. I think that's what you're trying to say.
I am trying to say it and failing at it.
I don't really appreciate how we were not invited back months. Literally.
I don't know what those two idiots are thinking, but we are clearly the best part of this stupid show, and we need to be on more, and more often, all the time.
I'm mailing him a picture of my gun. Firing.
I'm mailing him a picture of my butthole. Firing.
You know what? I'm not going to mail him anything. That will do it.
Yeah, I think I'll sign your name on it.
Please.
It'll say, Dear Two Idiots from Reese's and Snickerdoodle.
But yes, we have been gone, but now we are back.
Yes.
And the world is better. Fat Scroll! Fat Scroll comes from Jackson Nichols. He asks, Did you guys have any heroes that inspired you growing up? Wizard or otherwise? Reese's?
My favorite wizard was Don't Take No Shit From Anyone Wizard. He had a cool leather jacket, fly big booty honeys, and a bone chevelle. One time, I hung out with him after the older wizards paddled my bottom after my Wizard Little League game. I got to fifth base that night.
Wow.
Yes.
Weird that they beat you after you played wizard baseball.
It was some kind of initiation, I don't know.
Well, you were a child, and I don't agree with that.
I didn't agree with it either, but the wizard police were like, whatever, man, hey, chill out, groovy.
I hate those goddamn wizard police.
They stink.
Well, you want to know who my hero was growing up? Yeah, I had a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Me. At this age.
Damn.
Doing what I'm doing. Right now.
Wow, Snickerdoodle, that is bad fucking ass.
Yeah, that's right.
We should be friends. Oh, wait, we already totally are.
We are. We totally, you know, we may bicker and fight, but we'll be friends as long as we can destroy those other a-holes.
Yeah, seriously. Every other stupid jackhole out there. Idiots. Bring
farts.
It.
Fart face. Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Akira Aruda. She asks, what did you guys do for your 1 month break?
Well, we got bored and we started making up some of our own all-C-ball shows.
Yes.
The best one was In the Middle with Reese's, which was a show about Reese's on an infinite double date with a Merc Monk and her sister, a skeleton Merc Monk.
That, I think, is a Wizard Emmy winner.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would have at least 7 good seasons of that show.
People seem to watch that episode every time it comes up on a show, so why not just make a whole show about that one episode?
Exactly. I don't know. I think we should do it. We need to start writing these down on scrolls.
I think so.
We need to copyright them. We need to send them to ourselves in an envelope.
We need to sue everyone.
That is this, yes. Sue everyone.
How about you, Reese's?
I worked at a resort.
This is news to me.
I worked at a resort and almost got my girlfriend pregnant. Then I played in a wizard golf tournament and beat the judge wizard.
Wait. Is this the plot of an all-C-ball movie that I'm familiar with?
No, it is totally a thing that happened to me, and I did not watch it on the all-C-ball 50 times.
Because I don't remember you going many places.
I did in my imagination, Snickerdoodle. I did in my heart.
So you're lying.
Hey, you know what they say? I lie.
They say that. They say that.
What you gonna do about it, Snickerdoodle?
I'm gonna go on to the next scroll.
Next scroll.
Next scroll comes from Trevor Peterson. He asks, do you have any advice for aspiring liches?
I would say dress for the lich job you want, not for the lich job you have.
Yes, very good advice.
Yes.
My advice would be find cool animal skulls before you turn into a lich.
Yes.
Because once you're a lich, you're not going to want to go around looking for animal skulls. You're going to want to fly around and explode people by looking at them.
That's very pragmatic advice. It's
yes.
Very good advice.
It's like getting high.
Yeah, get the food before you
figure out. Get the food before you're high and figure out what you're going to watch or play before you're high. Otherwise, you will spend your time high figuring that out, and that is not fun.
And never, ever watch Locked Up Abroad. It will freak you out.
I will take your word for that. Next scroll.
Next scroll is from Michael Vosatka. He asks, we all know that owl bears are a thing, but what about bear owls? You guys got them in D&O?
Yeah, we got them in Orkspire. Bear owls. Bear naked owls.
Oh, that's
Yes, we have those, and I'll tell you what, I stay away from them because when those bare naked owls are bare naked, they're letting it all hang, if you know what I'm saying.
What are you saying? I don't understand.
I'm saying they have deep dong danglers, you know? Like, they are. You like a walking in the forest and you just feel a smack on your forehead.
Oh!
And you look up. It's a big dick.
And they're nocturnal, so you can't see them.
And they will catcall you with their hooves. They aren't saying anything, but if you speak owl, they are saying something.
What are they saying? Bring that over
here. Did you like when you walked into my dig?
How do you say, yes, please, may I have another in owl?
It's who. It's just who. It's all just who.
It's like Spanish. It's a very easy language.
It's based on the inflection. It's on the inflection. How about you, Reese's? Do you have them in Darnos?
Bear owls is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. We do not have them. I don't think they're real. Next scroll.
Next scroll. At XpendLove asks, is mad dogging someone considered assault with the deadly weapon, Reese's?
In Darnos, it's a misdemeanor if you mad dog them below the knees.
Well, in Orcsbyre, it is considered assault with the deadly weapon.
Damn.
Because if you mad dog me, I am legally allowed to whip out my AK and blast you dead.
Your magic AK?
Yes, it is magic. Why would I own anything not magic?
Ask
yourself that. Riddle me that.
I thought you might be like the one weaseling dad from that movie film where he collects, like, washing machines for some stupid reason. You're a wizard! You could just have your magic wife use a spell to conjure up another washing machine and then wash the clothes that way.
You prove lots of good points, Reese's. Unfortunately, we do not have the time to discuss them all.
And why would you ever need a car? You have brooms and you can teleport, you stupid idiots!
We could go on about this, the inferior wizards portrayed in your media, but...
It's downright ridiculous.
How do I describe it? It makes my whole body hard like a boner with anger.
That is the perfect simile. Metaphor? Semaphore.
Reese's, would you do me a favor?
Yeah, what is it?
Would you play episode 37 from season 4 of In the Middle with Reese's for me? I would prefer to watch that right now.
Episode 37! I didn't know we shot 37 episodes that season.
I wrote a lot of these episodes. This one is funny because you ordered the same dessert twice at both dates, you idiot. How did you do that?
I had to pretend I was two different people, but I was in the same restaurant.
And then you had to eat all that ice cream.
I couldn't. And I'm lactose intolerant.
And then you fought it.
I fought it in front of the
skeleton. The skeleton murph monk dumped you.
If you fart in front of someone and they like it, marry them.
That's true love. That is a tip you can get, and that is the last tip you shall receive.
Yes.
Because we are done, and when we come back... I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe we won't.
Maybe we'll spit some more hot fire. Episode 38, season 2 of In the Middle with Reese's, I Become a Rapper.
I like that. And but you have two different styles. You have East and West Coast on both dates.
I have to go. I go like, out on a date with two different coast rappers, and I have to be at the same rapping restaurant.
And at the one dinner, you have to rap about how good you are, and at the other dinner, you have to rap about how much of a great time you're having.
How cool parties are.
Well, that is all. Goodbye. Good day. Good day. I'm going to watch some really good television.
Good night, everyone. Until next time or whatever. I don't give a crap what you do. Fuck off.
Suck a broom.
Suck a broom handle with veins in it.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. Josh?
Thank you so much for, listening to the show again.
Yeah, thank you for being patient with us as we try to figure out our stupid adult lives.
I hate being grown up. I just want to talk about swords and magic and wizards and shit.
And eat some ice cream off of my belly. Cause I'm lazy.
I'm an unclean lazy man.
Feed me food and get me fat. That's all I want to do.
I don't use my body for anything anymore except sleeping.
Computers do that shit for me.
Haven't used my legs in 3 months.
Computers is basically magic.
Anyway, we've got shirts for sale. Shirts are going to be back in stock this week. We're going to have two new shirts.
Yes.
Three new buttons, maybe, I think. We have a couple new buttons and lots of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll probably do a promo code for shirts so you guys can get a little bit of a deal.
Yeah, so look at the Facebook and the Twitter. That's where the code will be.
That's where we put those things out. Also, guys, if you don't like us or follow us already on those,
do it.
You can find us on Twitter at Fantasy Fic Pod, and on Facebook at facebook.com/fantasyfic, I believe. Yes. Also, youtube.com/fantasyfic.
Subscribe to that.
You can also stop by the subreddit. The subreddit is a great place to share art or your own stories. We encourage people to write along with us because we found through writing this show, we're probably funnier than we ever been just because we're not afraid to make the jokes we want to make now.
It's like a muscle.
Even if you force yourself to write something that maybe you don't think is great, you still wrote something and it's really great. And it's really important. And people read the stories and they comment and
support each other.
And it's a nice little community that supports each other. Unfortunately, Josh and I don't have time to read all the stories that come up on there. But we drop in and we check them out and we definitely upvote them all.
I'm too busy not using my body.
I'm too busy letting computers run my digital life. I'm a cyber cop. Come and stop me.
I don't know what that was. But yeah, the subreddit is reddit.com/fantasyfic, I believe.
Yes, fantasyfic. That's correct.
Or is it fantasy fiction?
I think it's fantasy fic.
I believe it's fantasy fic. But anyway, you can find the link on...
Google it.
Google it.
Use your magic, Google.
Use your magic. When you use Google, that's magic. Also, another way you can support the show that's free is by leaving an iTunes review. And Josh, we have a couple reviews today that we would like to... read together.
I would like to read them to you.
At the same time. Let's go. One, two, three.
I'm going to turn this so I can see it like an idiot. All right. The first one is by N. Pizim, and it's titled, Yes, 5 stars. Good for my buns.
Mm.
Great review.
I'm going to click that was helpful.
I'm into this. I'm into this podcast. Another one is by We Named the Dog Indy. Which is a good movie.
That is, I like that.
That's cool. So good, you'll want to man kiss them both. 5 stars, I'm into it. This podcast is so good, it'll make your mama say, bring me the orbs of power. Your mother may be an evil witch empress. Honestly, though, Dom and Josh have a real hilarious thing going on here, and their crazy stories, characters, and banter are the highlight of my week. I love getting off to work, making me some coffee and a sandwich, and listening to some MAF. Which stands for Metal As Farts. Evil Witch Mom doesn't let me swear. Ah, Evil Witch Mom, let him swear.
Oh, come on.
Fantasy Tales and laughing my butt off. Keep it up, boys. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will read one as well, if I could see around my pop filter. This one is by The Cosmic Coyote, and it says, the best podcast, and it has 90% more goblins than Golden Girls. That's debatable. This is a podcast that mixes humor with fantasy and shows something I look forward to every Monday. It's something everyone can like, and it isn't just for fantasy fans. With two likable hosts that sincerely enjoy each other and their stories.
Yes,
of course. I don't hate Josh at all.
I kind of like
that. It's less of a podcast than hanging out with friends who don't mind making up stories with some goblins doing something nasty to each other. It's hand down the best podcast on iTunes. Oh, well, thank you.
That's
so much.
Nice.
That was a very flattering review. And thank you to everyone who leaves a review. We read them all, not just the ones that we read on air. We really appreciate your feedback.
We read the ones in other countries, too. That's a really fun thing to do, also.
Yeah, it's real interesting to see just like how iTunes is laid out there, too, and which ones are trending.
I'd like to see what's popular in Ireland.
We can check. If anyone wants to check, you can go down to the bottom and click the whatever flag is there, and you can change it and check them out. And hey, if you guys have art that you did for the show, fan art or anything that you want to share with us, the best way to do that is by emailing us. Sometimes we miss tweets, and sometimes we miss things on Facebook, so it's tough sometimes. But emails we always get, we actually have to go through our inboxes and respond to everything.
Yeah.
But that's something we will work on. We will get that done. And if you email us any art, please include your blog or whatever so that we can also show people where they can see more of your work.
Exactly.
We just got a great piece by Daniel, and I'm sorry I'm going to pronounce this wrong because there's an accent on the E, but Daniel Olson, he submitted an amazing piece of a wizard in a bone car. Running over some bandits and some foxy orc, babe.
There's a hot orc on the hood, like Tawny Katane, who is an orc.
Who is an orc.
That's canon.
But it was awesome piece, and you can check out his work at danielolson.com. danielspiel.co. And that's Daniel spelled D-A-N-I-E-L.
Yes.
And Olsen spelled O-L-S-E-N.co. Also, the new tracks that you heard here on today's episode, you can find the Everkeg Tavern track at soundcloud.com/TORZELAN, Torzelan. And if you want to check out the Fork in the Road track that you heard at the beginning of the show, you can go to soundcloud.com/FOLKVARDR. Folkvardard.
That's like some Viking crap. I don't know what that means.
That's not Viking crap. There's no such thing as Viking crap.
It's some Viking awesome battle word.
That's right.
I think it means radical in Viking.
It means everything awesome. But thank you guys again to both of you for making those tracks. Thanks to everyone who's listening to the show. Thank you to everyone. Thanks, yes. Everyone. We
thank
really appreciate
so
it. And if you want to send us something, we now have a P.O. Box, as we said last episode. We're going to say it again. Fantasy Fiction, P.O. Box 41, Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, 19030.
We need a sweet jingle to go with that. We need to invent one.
Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, 19030, P.O. Box 41, it's Fantasy Fiction. That's great! Well, that's the Stick Stickly one. You remember Stick Stickly's P.O. Box?
We can use that.
No, he's dead. Yeah, he is dead. I think I remember it. It's write to me, Stick Stickly, P.O. Box 963, New York City, New York State, 10108. Do you remember Scruff McGruff?
Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois,
60652.
That's where crime happens, Chicago.
Well, that worked. Because yeah, Chicago is peaceful.
They wrote and they came. The crime came, Scruff.
Where have you been, Scruff? Come on.
God, wasn't Scruff scary?
He was scary.
It was like a realistic dog head in like a tall overcoat.
Like a flasher.
Yeah, it was like creepy.
It was weird.
It didn't make me like want to not do drugs.
Yeah, I still want to do drugs. I mean,
who doesn't?
Chicago, Illinois. I don't do them drugs.
I don't do no drugs. Thanks again, everyone, for sticking with us through our frequent tangents. And until next week, Josh.
Until next week, thank you for watching and listening. Keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding,
baby.
How about that in a Dale muscle flex?
Yeah.
Keep on wizarding.
That was great. I'll do a buff cut. Mew, 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 mew.
Well done, Josh. And have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.